Jimmy in Lake Jackson, Tom. He says he had his house cleaned out, and he also did the remediation work, but the house still has a smell to it. He's, you know, dehumidified. He's used chemicals. But now, how does he kill this moldy smell and get rid of it once and for all?
Well, I don't know if it's mold or what, but maybe if he just used a bleach, this is what a lot of people did. They just used bleach as opposed to the real antibacterial products out there. And the smells are coming back. Bleach just didn't work like everything else should be that works better. And then also we get into pigmented shellac. I tell people to paint the place because that smell will linger, just like if it was a fire restoration, that smoke smell lingers too. So I have a feeling he didn't really go through the cleaning process because people will say, oh, I did fix it or I did clean it. But then it's still leaking or it's still coming back. Right. So the reality is it hadn't been fixed yet.
I haven't fixed it. I work at fixing it.
Exactly.
So let's just run it through real quick here. One, two, three. What does he need to do?
Everything needs to come out. Like that's got wet. You need to use an antibacterial product that are on the markets today, and there's a bunch of them. You can find one, I'm sure, that'll work better. If you just use bleach, that's not going to work, and don't use a lot more bleach.
You like the Consan stuff?
Consan 20 is awesome. And as far as painting the inside of those walls and all your exposed building materials before you close it up, spray it with a pigmented shellac. That will keep anything when it gets wet from that smell from coming back.
By building materials, you're talking about wood and anything that has...
Yeah, the back of the sheathing. You know, we went all these sheathing questions and wood and anything that's exposed like that.
There you go.